Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Guys, you don't understand. Me and Anthony, we were talking about, hey, what we do for love and what we do for money and certain things. I don't know if I'm qualified to do no more.
Not anymore.
We were talking, leasing ourselves, so to speak. That ain't going to work. Hey. When I was young, like Bernie Mac said, I was good.
We have too much fun. Too much fun.
Listening, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow.
Yes,
the number one financial edutainment show in the land.
That's right.
And we want to appreciate all of the folks that listen. And some of you guys are shy. You call or you hang up and don't leave messages. I'm like, just leave a message. We're going to talk to you. It's okay.
Exactly.
It's like, is this Steve and Anthony from Coffee and Cashflow? Yes. We're calling you back. Yes, this is what we do. But Anthony, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Instashort.info.
That's right. Get all your insurance. All your quotes.
All of your insurance. And remember, guys, AEP is now.
It's now. That's right. The 15th October. If you have not set up for your annual enrollment for your Medicare, it's coming up.
It's coming up. And don't forget, open enrollment is coming up, I think, in November. Anthony, was it the 15th, I believe?
Correct. For regular health insurance.
For regular. For under 65.
Under 65. That's right.
That's available as what people call Obamacare.
Yeah.
And some folks refer to it as his original name, the Affordable Care Act. Anthony, never forget, I had a guy years ago when I was trying to help people. And from time to time, I still do it. But the guy was like, hey, I don't want that Obamacare.
I've heard that many a times.
But I'll take the ACA, though. I said, okay, we're going to give you the ACA.
Yes. Obamacare is just the name they gave because it came during his administration.
Right.
But it doesn't belong to him. Trust me, because it's not Trump care. And it's not Biden care either, okay?
Does he care? But anyway.
But then you're right about that. Does he care? Does he even know?
Well, that's another thing. That's another story. We want to thank MyPillow and MyPillow.com.
Yes.
And that promo code is?
Is
coffee.
No, coffee.
It's coffee.
Yes, coffee.
Coffee.
Why did I forget that?
Yeah, and the promo code for my store
is cash.
Is cash. So MyPillow.com. Promo code.
And we need to support.
Coffee.
Guys, you guys have fallen off. Give some gifts. These pillows and, I use the sandals and the blankets, the towels.
Oh, the towels.
Oh, the towels are the bomb.com. If you have not gotten your MyPillow towels, you are missing out. I'm telling you. So go ahead and get that.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Anthony. And like I said, me and Anthony, we're not little fellows. And when you can get dry off of a couple of with that towel, you're amazed by how absorbent it is.
Yes.
Right?
So plus you're supporting a great show. Come on.
That's right. Exactly. So MyPillow.com promo coffee or MyPillow or MyStore.com promo is cash.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some of that cash flow.
That's right.
With Mr. Liddell and his folks. Also, we want to thank Low Cost Airlines. Again, low-cost airlines, 1-800-430-7923. You'll hear that commercial through one of our breaks, so I'm not going to keep repeating it like he does. He says it like three times in the commercial, Anthony.
Yes, he does.
We also want to thank our veteran card donations, 1-800-709-9174. I say this time and time again. I have not really seen the support with that, folks. We do get to see who's being supported and who's not. Donate if you have the opportunity to do so. Really support a veteran. Veteran card donations, 1-800-709-9174. We want to thank My Virtual Docs. This is taking the nation. This is total virtual care, folks. Virtual primary care is the new movement. Trust me, when they lock you down again or figure out something else, you're going to want to be able to talk to your doctor.
That's it. That's
right?
True.
And behavioral health, Anthony. This is unlimited behavioral health with no copay. So behavioral mental wellness is important.
Yes.
People have a lot of things on their minds. There's so much going on in the economy, within our environment. Anthony, there's all kinds of things happening. And you want to have a private conversation. This is confidential, away from your employer, away from if you're someone in the military, you don't want to talk to, that lieutenant commander or whoever that's in place because you're worried it's going to go on your file. This is a private solution to speak to a counselor virtually.
That's right.
And don't forget about the pet program, Anthony, which is available.
Cannot. Pets got to be taken. You got to take care of those pets now, folks.
Got to take care of those pets. And we also want to thank Fig Wealth Partners. This is the company that helps us, you know, help you, right, when it comes to the retirement, Anthony. So figwealthpartners.com. I feel like it's another advertise I'm forgetting about, but, you know, maybe just thank Anthony and Steven.
Well, you know, and again, you know, as you're thinking, we talk about retirement all the time on this show. We talk about health care. Folks, these sponsors and these sponsorships that you do help fund the show. So when you hear our partners on here, sponsor our partners. At least call. Give us a call, 800-306-5086.
5086, 1-800-306-5086.
And we will help direct you. I mean, you need a free quote on your life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. You need a quote on your health insurance. Maybe you're a small employer and you're listening today and you're providing health insurance. Did you know you can get free or low-cost health insurance for your employees?
Yeah.
All you have to do is call.
It's so funny that you say that, Anthony, because there's so much that I will tell a short story. So, you know, with my virtual docs, we had a conversation with one of my business partners. Shout out to Leslie Ware. And Leslie had a conversation with a gentleman that runs a big regional organization. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of employers. And he mentioned the word, you're talking health. He said, oh, no, we're good. We have one of the big boys, right? We have such and such. And she's like, great. That's good. But what about your part-time workers? What about your 1099?
That's right.
What about your contract workers?
Yes.
And he was like, oh, yeah, it's a good point. We have all these part-time and people that we had to make full-time because we couldn't keep on all these part-time.
Did you know that Walmart's went completely part-time pretty much on their employees?
How are they getting away with that?
Well, I mean, hey, they are, right?
Right.
Well, they had to because, you know, at one point in time, and I just learned this myself, is that Walmart's used to have, they used to do their own benefits.
Mm.
So they were self-funded.
Yeah.
And then once the ACA came into place where they were required because of the number of employees to have them insurance, it cost them too much to do it. So they made every employee pretty much part-time, 30 hours.
Wow.
Okay? And so what that means is that if you're an employee there, you may not be getting the full benefit of an insurance policy. But, you know, again, this is what companies are doing, because when you mandate something, people find a way around it, okay? But there are options out there, folks, and you just have to call. If you're a gig worker like a Uber driver or somebody that has your own business, you may not have right insurance, or you may be paying too much for insurance. Think about this. Just really quick, I'll just say this. On the ACA, or the Affordable Care Act, and we call it ACA, Affordable Care Act, there are subsidies for people who make a certain amount of income. Well, if you didn't know, almost 90% of the U.S. now qualify for subsidies.
Yeah, well, they raise the income level.
That's right. So maybe you're not getting a subsidy, and you may want to call because you may get some help on your health care to really pay for it.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing, Anthony, as we go in talking about fee and everything else. But
yes,
you definitely need to call us, folks, 1-800-306-5086, so you can learn about how to take care of not only your health, but your wealth.
Yes.
Right? Anthony, you know, as we go into the cup, and my cup.
Run it over.
Anthony, I thought about this, and we talk about, you know, fees and all these other things that I hear all the time, and someone says to me, they talk about fiduciary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is your advisor really a fiduciary?
Oh.
Or a fiduciary?
Okay, that's true.
Right? So there was an article that was done, or actually a survey, and it talks about somebody named Richard and Susan did the article, but it talks about what you think and what your retirement clients want are different.
Mm.
Right? I thought this article was interesting, so it goes down and highlight a few things that says that what you need to know, and it says aging people have different reasons for investing, but most financial professionals say they talk about emotions and goals with their clients. Clients are much less likely to say they have discussed emotions and goals with their financial professionals. But I'm looking at this thing in a lot of different ways. And it says, as people grow older, they naturally contemplate what matters most to them. In particular, they aim to live a life that is meaningful and makes a positive contribution to the world. Wealthy or not, this universal ambition is grounded in the truth that our lives are fundamentally worth living and that each of us matters. Now, you may say, I'm going to read a couple more questions and I'm going to go back to what we talked about. Every aging person sooner or later faces certain questions. A normal part of growing older is to ask the question, why? Mm. Why am I investing?
Yes.
What truly matters and what do I want to do with my next chapter in life? Financial professionals should be starting every client conversation discussing such issues as a means of clarifying their overall investment objectives, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, many don't. Well, Anthony, why does the many don't? Well, for one, if you are a fiduciary,
mm-hmm.
you have to act in the best interest
of the client. Yes.
Right? Meaning that you're going to look at multiple things to help that client's emotions
yes.
and cope with their next chapters when it comes to retirement,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you are a fiduciary,
you're only trying to sell your product. And that's how it is.
And a fiduciary tends to be a fiduciary for their broker-dealer.
Correct.
Not the client.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this big argument, and this may be part of what I talk about later on the show when it gets to the boiling point about trolls, right? But trolls are not always what we think, what they appear. I'll talk about that later in the show. But Anthony, fiduciaries, I hear these people run around and they scream, I'm a fiduciary because I have to act in your best interest because I charge a fee, right? The question though, Anthony, is if you are a fiduciary or fee-sharing, as I call it, if insurance might be a better option for that client,
mm-hmm.
right? If long-term care hasn't been discussed, the client is getting older, they're worried about certain things. If a true bucket list hasn't been discussed in terms of where the money should be allocated, and if all of your money from that fiduciary is in the red, meaning
yeah.
investments
That's
only.
Right.
Is this person, and this person is only compensated through fees that mm-hmm. come from the client as opposed to someone who can get the fee and offer holistic planning, is that person really a fiduciary?
Well, and that's really very powerful because a lot of times, you know, these advisors, you know, they tend to stick to their one product because that's all they do. And so understand this, you know, a commission base like we do, it's based on what we find. We're brokers from mm-hmm. multiple carriers, and that is really trying to find the best product for our clients that fit their needs. That's
right.
It.
And to me, Anthony, because I am a certified financial fiduciary,
mm-hmm.
You have to look at holistic planning, right?
Definitely.
Whether I do the investments, right, or say, hey, go talk to someone on my team who wants to handle that aspect of it. I like peace of mind. I like comfort,
yes.
right? I like assurances that insurance provides.
Correct.
Is it the only solution? Absolutely
not. No, it's not. Right.
All right. But to not have it in your planning typically comes from someone who does not understand insurance.
Yeah.
But they're advising you to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that's why I say, so the question is, are you dealing with a fiduciary who is holistic
mm-hmm.
that can say, here, do this investment, do insurance, let's look at everything.
Yes.
Because part of being a fiduciary, Anthony, is what about Medicare?
Correct.
Have you planned around... We talked about the Medicare gap testing last week.
You're 100% right. And it's not just being, I think what it is, and fiduciaries, they do have to be careful of what they advise their customers.
Yeah.
But at the same token, you do have general knowledge of things. Instead of just directing your customer, because I'm thinking about this may be a little bit off subject here, But I think about gas prices, right? As we came in, we talked about how gas prices have gone up. Well, I don't have to be a gas expert to tell my customers, hey, you know what? If you have a Sheetz next to you, and I'm not pulling Sheetz out, but they're the only ones that found this.
Right.
They have a gas called E88, right?
Right.
Well, E88, most cars can take E88. And instead of it being, and I'm in North Carolina, which is like $3.30 for a gallon of regular unleaded.
Oh, that's good.
E88 is $2.95
oh my goodness.
A gallon.
Hmm.
Why not? I can advise you to take a look at it.
If your car takes that, right?
If your car is older than 2001, it will.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, I'm not trying to sell the gasoline. I'm just trying to say is I don't have to be an expert to give some kind of a holistic advice to get people saving money as well as putting away money for their family.
And I'm gonna agree with Anthony, but I'm also going to kind of fight back what he says about being an expert.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an expert only in one area, meaning that what I say this, and this is what I'm saying. Because someone says they're an investment advisor, that doesn't make you an expert in other areas.
In everything, no.
Right? So if Anthony's not an investment advisor, doesn't mean he's not an expert in other areas. He's an expert in insurance.
Yes.
Right? And holistic planning is what we do as a whole.
Yes.
So I want to run down this before we go to commercial.
Sure.
Anthony, it just talks about when you're dealing with your clients, you should be dealing with a fiduciary that looks at the bucket list goals, where you want to allocate money, right?
Yep.
Nearly two-thirds of financial professionals say they have discussed such goals with the client. That's still not all of them.
No.
Right? And only 37% of investors say their financial professionals have mentioned bucket list goals in retirement planning conversations.
No.
Life in retirement. You know, you got to look at Americans characteristically, I can't talk today, optimistic about the opportunities awaiting them in retirement. However, only 35% of investors say their financial professionals have asked how they envision spending a typical day in retirement, whereas 55% of financial professionals contend that they have done so. So there's a problem there. There's a gap.
Yeah, right? There is.
We have. No, you haven't. Right? Emotions. I mean, I'm not even going to. We know what emotions are. Emotions are the things that we talked about last week about the FOBO. What is it? Fear of missing out, Anthony?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your people will believe that, oh, I got to ride this thing out like I'm going to, and not realizing that it may never come back to what you was, and then you've lost opportunity in that, right,
yep.
Anthony? That's a difficult one to deal with is emotions,
yeah.
Right? And then the unexpected retirement. People never talk about that. Nearly half of retirees, 47%, report that they retired earlier than expected to, according to a 2022 Employee Benefit Research Institution survey. Despite this trend, listen to this, 37% of investors indicate that they haven't discussed an unexpected retirement with their financial professional.
Hmm.
Now, this is the big disagreement. 92% of financial professionals say they have raised the issue consistently or at least sometimes.
Hmm.
And then lastly, Anthony, as we go to commercial, what matters most in your life? The single greatest life issue, that which is most important in life, is central to many of the discussions financial professionals have with their clients. Alas, 81% of financial professionals say they have discussed it, while only 53% of investors agree.
I think that we can see a pattern here.
Right.
Professionals think that they are addressing their customers' needs, but I can guarantee what they're doing is probably just giving the presentation and hoping that the client really just opens up to them.
Right.
And they're really not, they're not reaching into their client's psyche. And so that's an important part, because you're not really understanding what the client wants.
And you cannot have a fiduciary,
yes,
mindset.
Correct.
You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now, you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, They even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs online at myvirtualdocs.com.
We're back in the new.
Look who's back.
Right. Anthony, coffee and cash flow, fiduciary or fiduciary? Please find yourself a fiduciary.
That's it.
Matter of fact, we are it. Call us, 1-800-306-5086. And if you are local, you know what? It's so funny when you say 1-800. We don't need a toll-free number no more since they don't charge you to call long distance. You remember
right.
that?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to call. And then I remember when the cell phones.
Toll-free.
But when you had the cell phones, right, when you remember they had the plans that were so bad that you had to wait till like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock for the calls. You could make
exactly.
the calls.
Exactly.
Without being charged.
Unlimited night calling.
Right, unlimited night calling. Man, we've at least improved in that area. So,
exactly.
Anthony, on a serious note, as we go into the Mocha Minute, yeah, beep, 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 beep. Unfortunately, we all know Florida and other parts of the Carolinas and, you know, the Gulf Coast states before they've touched down in certain areas. Hurricane Ian, death toll passed 80. It may be higher than that now.
Yeah, I think it's close to 100 now. Yeah.
So they were saying it's close to 100 people, and unfortunately, the vast majority of the fatalities occurred in Florida, with officials in some counties now facing questions over the timeliness of their evacuation orders. Ian now is a post-tropical cyclone. I guess it's gone now, I would assume. Destroyed parts of the state's Gulf Coast before touching down in Georgetown, South Carolina, and other little areas. Other areas, more than 1,100 people were rescued from flooding in southwest and central Florida, while roughly 600,000 residents are still without power, Anthony. Florida is such a wonderful place to visit and live if you can retire there, and because there's no state income tax like Texas, and you got all these waters and beaches. But then would come to water and beaches. No, Anthony, you're
can't
from the Caribbean.
Washed away.
So, right. You're from. So is that something that you grew up with?
Fortunately, Trinidad is in the best spot in the Caribbean.
Okay.
It all because of the northeast trade winds. Trinidad, actually, most of the hurricanes bypass Trinidad because we're right on the shelf close to Venezuela down there. So when hurricanes come up, they pass. They go, actually, yeah, northwest trade winds. And so they come across us.
So they look at you and be like.
They look at us and then they go.
Nah,
they keep heading north. So by the time it hits the Caribbean Sea, so as far as hurricanes are concerned, you know, to me, what's nice about America, I mean, and this is, so let's do a comparison to Puerto Rico, though, because they just had a hurricane and, lots of stuff still going on down there.
Now they're supposed to be a part of the U.S., aren't they?
They are, but here's the difficulty with being on an island compared to being on the continent.
Right.
People in Florida for days and days and days, they've been saying, this hurricane is coming. Get to a shelter. I've heard the news broadcast. Mm. And then there's still some people that still stick it out, still like they can actually protect their house. and I'm just wondering, you live on a continent, which means you could drive from Florida
right.
to North Carolina, to New York, wherever you want to go, and get out of town.
That's right.
And so on an island like in Puerto Rico, they have nowhere to go. They got to hang it out. Mm. So to me, when I see all these rescues and I see all these deaths, I'm like, whose fault is that? Mm. Some people want to blame the governor. They want to blame the government. But I'm saying is for days, the weather pattern said, this thing's coming. It's going to hit landfall. You know, I remember listening to the news, and it was 4 hours before it hit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, it's going to hit in the next 4 hours. Well, why do you still stay there?
Anthony, there is a picture that has been circulating on the internet from a person whose glass, I guess they're in Florida, and there's water.
Water right up to the
right
gas
up
line.
Over the right high.
I saw that. Yes.
Right? First of all, it's a great advertisement for whoever built the glass.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Whoever installed it, it's waterproof. It's pressure proof.
But my question is, why are you taking
still
the
there?
To take
you and
this
I
picture.
Thought the same thing.
I'm just like, why are you there? Then I've seen some crazy stuff. Now I don't know if it's people doing CGI or whatever, but. There was actually a picture that was real where the shark was swimming downtown.
Shark swimming in the backyard. I saw there was another one with a guy with a shark swimming in his backyard.
Oh, my. It's time to move at
it's
that
time,
point.
Yeah, look.
It's pretty amazing.
I would say people live everywhere, right?
Right.
It's like California is going to fall into the ocean
at some
day.
Point.
That's right. just my opinion.
Well, they've been saying this for a while. it's a hiccup away from... falling all off, and some of the policies there in California,
I would definitely be moving. I don't care about the earthquake, but I'm moving because of the policies down there.
Oh, my goodness. I mean.
But, why would you stay? And there is a storm coming. They said it so many times. It's three times bigger than Irma. Mm. Three times the size of Irma.
It was pretty rough. I mean. And I saw a weather guy, when we talk about this hurricane, he said, if this thing is 20 miles here, we all dead.
Right.
I was like, geez. And he was very, very just matter of fact about it. He said, your kids, whatever, everybody's dead.
Yes.
I'm like, what? And where did he get his sensitivity training from? I wouldn't want him as, in any event, Anthony, one thing we have seen is, though, is that there's, at least some good reports of business leaders are responding, sharing messages of support for Florida residents after Hurricane, hit. Ian had hit the state's golf course below. There's a lot of thoughts on it. Historic storm. So we're hopefully they'll get all the help that they can get, Anthony, and people can recover. It's unfortunate when someone loses their life, but we give all the condolences to those who have lost their lives. But if you got time, Anthony, I'll say this: if you got time. To get out of there, get out of there.
Get out of there.
Right?
And we want to really thank, too, the first responders.
Oh,
absolutely. The Red Cross, all these people that really go down there, volunteer their time, because people really do need help. And again, let's not forget Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, that island. It is part of the U.S., so let's also remember that, too.
Absolutely, Anthony. I think it's really important. And speaking of... business leaders, one of the biggest ones out there is Mr. Elon Musk.
Mm.
Is actually, Twitter's back on the table.
Yeah.
So apparently the original agreed upon $44 billion after trying out is willing to actually buy it. Twitter says it plans to close the deal at that price.
Mm-hmm.
So Elon Musk be willing to buy Twitter. So it's saying that Elon Musk told Twitter he is willing to pay $54.20 per share, a source confirmed with the insider. The billionaire tended to back out of the deal back in July and was set to face Twitter in court on October 17th. A Twitter spokesperson said the company intends to close the deal at the original purchase price. What do you think about that? He's back on the table, Anthony, looking at buying Twitter.
Well, maybe that cleaned up their act. But, Twitter, has been proven to have I'm not going to say proven on this show because that's just my opinion, what I read, that there are bots. And when he claims that there are bots in there, maybe they've cleaned it up. Maybe they've found a way around that. And so, that was his call is that, hey, if you guys don't clean up these bots, I'm not going to buy you.
Well, it seems like one of the attorneys, I don't know, this guy's name is Robert Miller. He said to me, all of Musk's claims, he said, were weak, and he claims many are extremely weak. I don't believe agree with that. He's a law professor with extensive experience in mergers and acquisitions and related laws in the Delaware Court of Chancery. I didn't know the Delaware Court of Chancery exists. And Dan Ives, a tech analyst, said in a note that Musk's renewed offer to buy Twitter's assigned the billionaire has recognized his chance of winning in court are highly unlikely. I think Elon has a very good team of lawyers, so I believe that he has if he's going to go to court.
Yeah, he's got an ace in his
hole. He's got an ace in his hole, so yeah. I wouldn't believe that. Well, apparently, Anthony, because of this renewed interest by Elon Musk, Twitter's stock has soared 23% on report that he's proposing to move forward with his $44 billion takeover.
Mm.
Anthony, you know what's interesting to me, and we talk about this a lot. It's amazing how one person.
Oh, yeah, can influence the market.
The yes. emotions.
Yes.
And we keep telling people, I'm convinced that there are people, I'm going to say this nicely. I'm convinced that there are people that you could literally tell them, hey, that's a red light. Hey, stop. It's a red light.
Right.
And they will drive past and say, that light ain't red. That light was green. As they have an accident.
Yeah.
We've been trying to stop you guys from running into that Wall Street mess with all of your wealth.
Correct.
We're not saying have a little bit or have some, depending on your situation, but we're trying to stop you from that Wall Street accident.
Secure your money. Insure your money. That's the big deal. What we've been talking about is, listen, we can't predict the future. Mm. Nobody can. We can tell you this, though, about the future. The future is random. So it could be up one day, down another day. But if you insure your money, that's the key what we deal with. We deal with insuring your money. We insure your life. We insure your health. We insure your money. And we do this because we know that at least with insurance, you're backed up with the money that these insurance companies have. And they have to have liquid cash. Unlike Absolutely. Most of these other deals where you're really betting, it's almost, you know, again, I'm not talking about any investment particularly, but a lot of investments are a bet. You're going to bet that the investment goes up. Well, why not take the betting out of the idea and the risk out of the idea and lower your risk by insuring it?
Absolutely. I mean, it is knowing your risk and insuring is a great thing. And Anthony, I saw something also I want to get into. There's a big billionaire investor, Ray Dalio, no longer thinks cash is trash and says the Fed has hiked interest rates enough for now, is Ray's feeling. He's warm to the greenback due to high interest rates and the Fed shrinking its balance sheet. However, Dalio is still only neutral on the dollar, likely because of stubborn inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Inflationation, as we talked about on one of our shows. Anthony, stock prices, we've gone a little bit longer normally on this segment because I thought the Elon Musk thing was very important. But according to Credit Suisse, what's going on and why stocks, it says stocks is falling, but it seems like it should say stocks are falling, but why they're falling? Credit Suisse was trending for all the wrong reasons this weekend as social media was in a frenzy debating whether one of the 30 global domestically important banks would collapse altogether.
Oh, wow.
The banks did open its doors on Monday. The bad news was its shares, SCSGN plus 8.86% CS, whatever, fell to a new record low and have dropped 57% this year. Its U.S.-listed shares fell 4% in early New York trade. The market that has really caught the attention of traders is that of credit default swaps. Those effectively bet on whether a debt insurer will survive. The five-year credit default swaps widened on Friday to 250, not an unusual level for a company, but high for a major bank. And Credit Suisse's worst level, Anthony, since 2009.
Wow. Wow.
This stuff is happening. Pay attention, people. Pay attention is the thing that I will tell you. Anthony, we want to go real quickly into this show is flying by. We've had such a good time today. We talked about last week into the adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter, Discover Better Health, and we were talking about some of the heartbreaking realities that come with pharmaceutical cancer drugs. Many unwanted side effects. We know about these things, and we've been talking about basically, three sort of natural nutritional things that can aid in reducing some of those things, Anthony, and helping to fight against it early on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about it, guys. You keep your notes and write them down. But this week, Anthony, there is the power of medicinal mushrooms.
Ooh.
Why you should consider, I can't even see what that is, Cordyceps sinensis, the cancer-fighting nutrient, is a parasitic fungus found exclusively on the heads of Tibetan caterpillars living at high altitudes. How did people even know this? I'm just trying.
Somebody ate one of these caterpillars. Yeah.
I just sit there. I'm reading this and thinking to myself, hold on, what are you? Do you even hear what you're reading? It caterpillar. Who? How do you know that? Anyway, people got way too much time. So this is, in fact, no less. Anyway, I guess according to authority that Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center reports that cordyceps has an anti-tumor effect. That's great. Mm. Next one, Anthony, is red alert. Find out how beets can help you avoid cancer cell growth. So I guess the guy, what was his name? Dwight from The Office, all his beet farms and beet juice. I guess it helps.
Yeah. Well, I drink beet juice myself for the nitrous oxide. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what it talks about, Anthony. In the article, it says it helps to improve blood flow.
Yes.
Lower blood pressure. Heart. And promote heart health. Okay.
Yes.
However, the benefits of ruby red beets appear to extend far beyond the cardiovascular system. But botanically known as beta vulgaris, beets are also being investigated for their potential in fighting cancer.
Interesting.
Scientists say that the bezetine, a flavonoid, and listen, if I'm saying these things wrong, listen, I'm not a doctor. Flavonoid in beets has tumor-inhibited effects, and a second flavonoid, known as betadine, can potentially reduce levels of pro-inflammatory homocysteine, helping to quench the systemic inflammation that can trigger cancer. That's pretty cool, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
So beets are all around great food that can not only increase beneficial oxygen intake with the cells, but help to preserve levels of vitamin C, another important anti-cancer nutrient.
Mm.
Wow. You drink beet
juice.
You
better drink some beets.
Yeah, I'm going to start drinking some beets. Not beets by Dre, but beet juice by God.
Beet juice, yeah. Yeah, I'll put it through my juicer and put some lemons in there. It's delicious.
Oh, okay. I have to try that. And lastly, unleash the power of citrus fruits.
There you go.
Research has revealed that citrus fruits such as oranges and grapefruits contain a virtual arsenal of cancer preventive compounds. In addition to dietary fiber and vitamin C, these foods deliver potent antioxidants such as lycopene, lutein, and hesperidin, all of which can neutralize harmful free radicals. Anthony, for more information on Dr. Lewis and Carter, Discover More Health, please go to healthrevivalpartners.com, and for their weekly podcast, which appears every Tuesday evening, I believe, at 7 or 8 o'clock, go to healthrevivalpartners.com. Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter, we'll be right back. I need a break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car, in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, that was a lot to say.
It was a lot. Yeah, you needed a drink of water for that.
I needed a drink. But the beets juice, I guess,
beet
is
juice,
a big one.
I'm telling you, you better get on the beet juice
I'm
train.
I'm going to have to get on the beet juice train, Anthony. So back on the
by the way, you could buy it in powder. So there's
so it's not as bad.
Powder, so you, yeah, because you can buy them in powder, mix it with your water.
Okay, so I'll try that, guys. So but I actually like the other one, though. I'll just do the citrus fruits. I like oranges. And
right, get a combination of both.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you want to, you can juice the orange in the beet juice, make your whole nother drink.
That might be actually pretty good, because you said something about the lime, right?
I put lemons in mine.
Yeah, that's got a little citrusy.
And I put a little ginger in mine, too. So
ginger's really good for
Ginger's good for you, too. So.
Well, you guys are hearing all kind of treats and fat.
Exactly.
We're giving you all these good, healthy and retirement. This show is about retirement and health, which
it
go
is.
Hand in hand, guys. So you got to have it, and you need it, and so you can enjoy it. So as we go into your retirement, your coffee break, sponsored by Fig Wealth Partners, figwealthpartners.com. Anthony, four steps for managing income withdrawals in retirement.
Mm.
How Roth IRA conversions can help you. I've been talking about the Roth all the time, folks. Can help you minimize your taxes in retirement and extending the life of your savings.
Mm.
Right? So step one, assess your retirement savings. The first step in this process is to analyze your retirement savings, but I mean understanding the tax status of your retirement savings. How many people don't understand the difference between tax deferred and tax preferred?
They don't.
And so they sit there and they ride out the market. And I've had these conversations with my clients, Anthony, who I remember had a guy who told me, oh, I got $1 million in my retirement. I said, no, you don't.
Nope.
Sure You've don't. Never been taxed.
Nope.
He's like, what do you mean? I had to explain him what I meant. Right. So for this purpose, so what we do is we look at your retirement savings and we understand the tax status. So we're going to try to do this as quick as we can. So for this purpose, get your pens and papers out. Divide the savings you have now into three categories. Tax later, traditional IRAs and 401ks are types of savings account that gives you a tax deduction at the time you contribute. Those savings will be taxed later in retirement, though, when you withdraw them, Anthony. And the amount you pay on taxes on include both your contribution and the growth they accumulated over the years. Tax now. I'm a big proponent of tax now. Taxable savings are held in brokerage accounts, mutual funds, banks, etc. In other words, these are savings that you put in investment or savings accounts that you already paid taxes on, but receive no deductions. Taxes will be due on these savings if you realize capital gains through a sale or receive interest on dividends. I shouldn't say necessarily tax now. I like to pay the tax and not being taxed never.
Exactly.
Taxed in the future, I mean afterwards, no more taxes. So here's an example for a couple who we'll call Ed and Susan who have a total of $2 million in savings at age 60. These people done pretty well, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
So Susan had $800,000. Why she got to have less money than Ed? But anyway, she had $800,000 in her traditional 401k. She had nothing in the tax now, nothing in the Roth, never taxed in the Roth. We call it never taxed. So that's a total of $800,000. Ed has $1.2 million still in his traditional 401k IRA. So that's $2 million, as we said, right, Anthony?
Yep.
Well, Ed and Susan's situation is extremely common. Most of the individuals and couples that we speak to, Anthony, have all of their money in their 401k.
In their 401k, yep.
Right. So when they get closer to retirement, if not all of their assets in the tax later bucket. That's why the strategy I'm describing to you offers advantages because it has the potential to reduce your tax burden while stretching out your overall savings, as we will see. This means you'll be more comfortable and confident in your retirement because we always talk about the one thing we talk about all the time, Anthony, is future taxes.
Yeah.
Nobody understands what that could be. Two, create a Roth conversion strategy. We talked about this over and over. Start thinking about how we're going to reduce these taxes little by little or all at one time where you've received it at one time. So let's say that at age 60, Ed and Susan potentially have 12 years to convert before they reach age 72. The age at which RMDs start, folks, that's required minimum distribution. I don't want to overcomplicate this, but you should know that the IRS does have rules around withdrawing money from a Roth IRA after conversion. It's typically called a five-year rule, folks, so we'll talk about that. So to be safe, that means I would advise Ed and Susan to only withdraw funds from their Roth IRA and have cleared this five-year threshold. This is a gentleman this is his opinion about this. We have our opinions and how we can do it as well. So once you've identified your situation and how much your money you have in the tax later bucket, you can decide based on your budget and tax bracket. Obviously, the more you convert, the better. But even converting over time, like we just said, 20% 1 year, 30% or 50% of your tax later bucket will go a long way towards reducing your tax burden and stretching your savings.
Mm.
So this is the last part of this. I'll say, I think it was a couple other areas here. I'm going to try to get over this. It says here, compare retirement taxes with and without Roth conversions, right? They can't see this, Anthony. So
Right. Let's
take a look at Ed and Susan's tax situation in retirement. So without Roths, she has $60,000 taken at age 67. With Roth, there was $60,000 taken at age 67. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tax later, $70,000 from a traditional IRA, $20,000 from a traditional IRA, and then it says tax never, zero, meaning that $40,000 from that Roth IRA. So that Roth at $40,000 now gets to grow tax-free. So the annual gross income was $130,000 minus $120,000. Taxable income, $92,000. But look at the taxable income with the Roth conversion.
$6,000.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So now the federal tax rate is at 22%. So the federal taxes that would be due without the Roth conversion is $11,540, where it would only be $665 because you've already done the Roth conversion.
Gotcha.
So, Anthony, that is part of the strategy we think work. Execute on your Roth conversions. Give us a call. We can show you how, along with your advisor, your tax advisor. Give us a call at 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. Give us a call. Anthony, that's all I got as we go into more Coffee Please with Anthony.
No problem. Well, you know, this week I've been really just been looking at clients and helping them with indemnity. And we talked about this last week. Most people don't think about the cost that they will pay going into the hospital. You know, most people don't understand when you get cancer, when you get, you're going to go to the hospital one way or the other. In your life.
One way or another.
Exactly. And so one of the things that people don't understand about indemnity insurance is that they pay you directly. So if you're missing work, if you're a construction worker, you should actually have this because you know somewhere in the job there's going to be an accident. If you're some kind of a laborer, whatever you're doing, I recommend that you get some kind of a indemnity insurance. We know that most of you have health insurance. The problem with health insurance, most of you have plans, and some of you may, depending on what you've done, you may have had those plans that you can afford. So the more expensive the plan is, the better the features. I mean, that's just known.
Right.
But, if your plan is a cheaper plan and you're not paying that much in premiums, it's probably because you've got a cheap plan that has high deductibles. When you go to the doctor, you got to pay more. When you get your medication, you got to pay more. If you go to the hospital, you got to pay all of these deductibles before you can actually get released. Most people don't know about this stuff. So again, one of the things that I want to do is help educate you that indemnity insurance is one of the best things that you can do for you and your family. If you've got young kids, you've got a child that's, in sports or doing something. You need something that's going to protect you and your income from going down because, most people file bankruptcy when they can't afford the bills.
That's right.
If you were to get cancer is expensive. Some of these bills are $100,000 a pill, mm-hmm. which is crazy. So, again, what we're talking about, and I'm not going to harp on this long, but I want you to call me because, I definitely want to speak with you. 800-306-5086. Whatever labor job you're working with, I don't care what the job is. You may end up, you could be a waitress and slip on the floor in the kitchen. Mm. You could be a cook in the kitchen. How are you going to handle the bills? Some employers may not give you unemployment. Some employers may let you go.
That's
because
right.
They can't use you anymore. Mm. Okay, so it's very important to cover yourself, cover your family so that you don't have these traumatic bills. And I will tell you, hospital bills pile up. So give us a call, 800-306-5086. Learn about indemnity. Let's sit down and talk about a plan for you.
That's good stuff. That's more Coffee Please with Anthony, 1-800-306-5086. Give us a call. Indemnity plans are very, very important and needed. You'd be surprised at people who have gotten cancer policies and critical
yes.
illness policies, and these things have been a lifesaver.
Two out of three people get cancer in their life.
That's amazing.
Two out of three. That's a lot of people.
So, folks, these things are not as expensive as you think. You're talking about maybe a cup of coffee and not Starbucks.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of Starbucks. But give us a call. Anthony, we're going to go to our last commercial break, and, boy, we're running out of time.
Yes.
This has been fun, though. We'll be right back.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
We're back. Back in the end, and back to the end of the road, Anthony. You're getting close to checking out and getting off the air. But I didn't want to go into the boiling point. I'm not going to go as long as I thought I would. But I wanted to talk about in the boiling point for me this day. And remember, guys, the boiling point, you know, for me is it comes down to this: the internet troll.
Okay,
Anthony. And I'm not going to just talk about just trolling in general, but what I've seen is, this is one of the things that, this is sort of my pet peeve today. What I've seen is, do you see these paid advertisements on Facebook or various different places where these folks are advertising their services or their, you know, then there's people that get on these posts who just are negative on the post, right?
Right.
I've seen people post stuff about annuities. I've seen people have posts about IULs, index universal life policies. And there are people that will get on and spill, oh, they're terrible, a bad product, never buy them.
Yeah, they're agents for a particular company.
Or buy term, invest the difference, right?
Yeah,
and that never works out when they say that, right? They say it's a bad product. Then somebody finally asks them, why is it bad?
Why is it bad, exactly?
They don't have anything to really come back with. Oh, it's just you should never buy it because it never works out. Well, we got historical documentation, let's just use the IUL, that has returned 9.3%.
Yeah.
This guy was showing proof that he had an IUL that did 63%, by the way, Anthony.
Right.
Now, we're not saying that's going to always happen, but there's no risk to your money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's like, they're terrible. And he said he's a CPA.
Mm.
Business advisor. I'm like, so why is it bad?
Yes.
Right? Give me the reasons why. And what do they typically do? They spread misinformation.
Misinformation. That's it.
Right. So that's my boiling point, Anthony, is these trolls that get on here and don't actually bring value or educate the client in their perspective.
It's all about fear-mongering.
It's fear-mongering.
That's it.
Right? And they do a heck of a job.
Yes, they do.
And it
really only takes one or two voices for people. And people are so fickle about things.
It takes hardly anything, Anthony.
Yes.
And so these people will regurgitate it, drink it, straw it down, and sew it up. And believe it.
Yes.
With no proof of what they're saying.
Yes.
I've heard them say all kind of things. Oh, it's an investment. The money that goes into the broker gets all the commission and it comes out of your pocket. On an index annuity? That's not how that works.
Right.
So how do you explain how I just got a client who moved $300,000 and she got a 15% bonus on her money day one?
Well, how about I have a client I just did a quote for and she puts $300,000 in. And after 5 years, for the rest of her life, she gets paid $31,000 a year.
Right.
For the rest of her life.
And they don't even talk about the fact that there is big companies that we work with. They now have a guaranteed income roll-up.
Oh, yeah.
At over 8% a year.
Oh, wow.
For 10 years.
You can't beat that.
Guaranteed.
Can't beat that.
And yet you're going to tell me that this is a bad deal. Well, yeah. What's the catch?
Well.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Of course there's a catch.
Check your bank account and you tell me where you're going to get 8%, okay?
On the income. Now, we're not saying the account is going to necessarily do it, but the income portion, this is why annuities work for the right situation.
Correct.
And the right person. So that's all I got to say about this, Anthony. Any final words as we get ready to take a trip on down and get on out of here and go home?
Don't believe the hype. You know, like I said, you know, we first of all, we want to stay prayerful for those folks down there in
Yes.
Florida. and all those people dealing with storms and stuff. All, but here's the key is, get your life together. Make sure you have things in order so you don't have to be dealing with those things down the line in haste or an emergency. Let's get things together now. Give us a call, 800-306-5086. And we repeat it because we want to make sure you understand we're here for you.
That's right. And I think that's an extremely important what you state, Anthony, is that when we repeat these things multiple times, because I've heard people say, oh, you're so quick with it. I was trying to get the name, but we want to make sure that you take advantage of it. The phone does work.
Yes.
It's on. And we just want to make sure that we are here to help folks that really, really want to be helped. Now, if you don't want to be helped, if you feel like you got everything going, don't call us. Right? But if you think that, you know what, I could use a second or a third set of eyes on my retirement and what I have going on in my health care, I don't have all the answers, I really need some help, that's what we're here to do, folks. We're here to help you get to where you want to go. Anthony, my last statement is, this is more about the mindset of a people and why you have to not listen to the internet trolls that are sometimes set up by different organizations.
Yes.
Guess what? Sometimes it's by our own lovely government. So a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We will see you next week.
See you.